the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit already in the package. Oh boy, raisins and toasted bran flakes. Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Today, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal that comes out of the box with the fruit already in the package, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Highest Bidder. I wonder if there are any of you cowpokes out there listening who have never actually tasted Kellogg's wonderful Raisin Bran. You know, they're those crisp golden bran flakes with the fruit right in the package. And what fruit? Big, sweet, plump raisins, oodles of them, and every one honeycomb-coated to make them just perfect. Almost a breakfast by itself. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. So do yourself a big favor and ask Mom today to get you Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit right in the package. Greed and revenge were two of the main reasons for the smoking six guns of the Old West. And it was greed and revenge that brought United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles one of their toughest assignments. With a killer on the loose, the two famous lawmen followed a blind trail to an auction where death waited for the highest bidder.
Talk to nobody till I get a hot bath and supper and a good night's sleep.
Sorry, Jingles, but business first. I wired Sheriff Jones that we'd ride in tonight. He'll be waiting for us.
Well, let him wait. I'm cold and I'm hungry.
Hitch up your belt. Another notch. Won't be long now. Here's his office. Phew, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Doggone it. If we go in there, you'll have 72 bandits he wants caught before morning. By then, I'll either starve to death or die of pneumonia.
Lock up, partner. It's going to be a long time before Booty Hill catches up to you.
Well, by then, you made it, just like you said you would, Wild Bill. Welcome to Silver City, Jim.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Welcome to Silver City, he says. Just like we'd stepped off a train on a red plush carpet. Instead of sloshing through 40 miles of mud since sunup.
Yeah, well, now, what's the matter with him?
He's hungry.
Oh, is that all?
No, that ain't all, you old weather-beaten old horny toad. I'm wet and I'm tired and...
Jingles.
And then, achoo!
This ain't high.
Thank you. Now, get down to business before I'll huff and puff and explode all over this office.
Yeah, well, then, sit down, gents, and it's soon cold.
You got trouble, Sheriff?
Well, I wouldn't have bothered you if I didn't have, Bill. Old Hepzibah Trail was killed last week, and I can't find his killer.
Hep Trail?
Yeah. And knowing Hep was a friend of you and Jingles, Bill, I figured you'd have a special reason for helping me out.
You're right, Sheriff. You got any leads?
No, nary one. I talked to his two partners.
Cliff Jensen and Barton Rice, huh?
Yeah. Gained me nothing. Jensen was up at the mine that night, and Rice was out of town. And the story's checked.
So we have to start from scratch. But we'll do it in the morning.
Old Hep's boy, Chick, is coming in on the train tonight. He's due any minute now.
Chick Trail was dynamite even as a kid, Bill.
He ain't one to tangle with, and he ain't one likely to take this laying down.
Then that's the reason you sent for us, huh?
Yeah, Bill. I thought you might talk him out of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? There she is. No more time for talk now. Now is the time for action. So come on.
Noisy contraption.
Yeah. There he is, jumping off the train before it starts. I hope he's of a mind to listen.
You've sure got yourself built up for trouble, Chief.
I know Chick Trail. Hey, Chick Trail, wait up. I want to talk to you, son.
Time for coffee fast, Sheriff.
Well, how do you figure that, Chick?
It's out right plain. You ain't got Paul Skeller, and he's got to be got. I aim to get him.
Hold on now, Chick. That's a job for the law.
Law's had a week and a day, Wild Bill. That's a week too long.
But we just got here, Chick, and the sheriff's been trying.
Varmint ain't that hard to find. Good night, gents.
Now, just a
hold it, Jingles. Where are you going, Chick?
Home to Paul's house before it starts raining again. And to sleep.
Well, you'll find things just like they were. I've had a deputy there night and day.
I'll send him back to you, Sheriff. Won't need him no more.
Bill, why'd you let him go?
I think he's bluffing, Jingles. But if he isn't, Chick Trail just might lead us to his father's killer.
Raisin Bran, the flakes with the fruit right in the package.
Raisins, raisins, raisins. Golly Wranglers, there sure are a lot of raisins in a box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And when you pour those crisp bran flakes into your cereal bowl, you can see these sure are no ordinary raisins either. Yes, sir, these raisins are something special. They're fresh and plump and sweet. And they're covered all over with Kellogg's secret honeycomb coating to keep them that way. Just one bowl of Kellogg's Raisin Bran will show you just how extra good-tasting those honeycomb-coated raisins can make a cereal. And the Kellogg folks tumble lots of those honeycomb-coated raisins right in with their crisp golden bran flakes to give you a wonderful cereal treat with the fruit already in it. That's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and it's delicious. So why not round up your mom and tell her you'd like to have this swell-tasting cereal and fruit combination real soon. Tell her to get Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit right in the package. Throughout the night, Wild Bill had one of the sheriff's deputies watching for Chick Trail to make a move, but he didn't. The next morning, however, while Bill and Jingles were at breakfast, things began to happen fast.
Well, Jingles, I see you're not sneezing this morning. How are you feeling?
No, I feel fine, Bill. That is, I would if it wasn't for Chick Trail. Waiting for that young galoot to jump is like sitting on a box of dynamite with a short fuse lit.
No news is good news, partner.
Well, here comes bad news. Now, go away, Sheriff. I ain't finished my breakfast yet.
Well, I can't help that, Jingles. Bill, I got bad news.
See? What'd I tell you?
What's up, Sheriff?
Deputy just reported in. Says Chick saddled up about 5 minutes ago and headed for the mine.
Then we'll be right behind him.
You're going to have to go without me, though. I got a message calling me to settle a ruckus over in Huntsville. Might take 2-3 days.
Well, don't worry, Sheriff. We'll take care of this end. Ready to ride, Jingles?
No, but there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Bill, here's the file on the trail case. It's all in this envelope.
Good. We can check it over on the way up to the mine. I'll see you later, Sheriff. Come on, Jingles. Let's ride.
Now, doggone it, Bill Hickok. You've been studying that file the sheriff gave you all the way up here, but you ain't let me in on one thing.
It doesn't tell us much we don't already know, Jingles.
What do you mean, much? I don't know nothing.
You know that old Hep has two partners in this silver mine, Cliff Jensen and Barton Rath.
Yeah, I know that much.
Well, it seems there got to be some bad blood between those two, and each one tried to get control of the mine by buying out old Hep's share.
Uh-oh. That's got the makings of murder, all right. Bill, there's the mine office and a lathered horse standing at the hitch rail.
Must be Chick.
Oh, Joker, hold on.
Hey, the horse is here. I want to get under that open window without being seen. All right, come on, quick. Now, Jingles, quiet. Listen.
You're out of your head, Chick. I was out of town the night your paw was shot.
I reckon you can prove that, Mr. Rash.
I'll prove nothing. Now, get out of here.
You know, Chick's
quite guilty, Mr. Rash. That's the gun that killed my pa?
Shut up. I'll show you.
Ooh-wee, Bill. That time I thought you were going to be too late.
Hey, where'd you come from?
Never mind that, Rash. You and Chick walk out here and no more tries of gunplay.
I'm shooting, Marshal, but you needn't have bothered. I could have drilled him before he pulled the trigger.
Now ain't you the cool one.
The sheriff warned you about taking the lens, Chick.
I don't know what you're talking about, Marshal. I just came up to tell Mr. Rash about the auction this evening.
Auction? Now what auction?
I'm fixing to auction off Paul's house and possessions, including all the furniture, about 5 this evening. Me and Mr. Rice were partner and friend of Paul. Thought he might want to make a bid or two.
Bill, this young smart jack's up to something.
Not at all, Jingles. Got no reason to stay here now, so thought I'd sell out and get back to Texas.
But what about your Paul's shares in the mine?
Ain't seen them, Mr. Rash. Figured you or Mr. Jensen had bought Paul out.
Jensen, that sidewinder.
What's that, Mr. Rash?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I just wondered if you'd told Jensen about the auction.
Thought I'd drop around there next. I understand he oversees diggings on the other side of the mountain.
That right, Mr. Rash?
Yeah, on the other side. Take the wagon road down and around through that draw there.
We riding with Chick, Bill?
Might be a good idea, but...
Come right along, Marshal, seeing as how you're expecting me to get into some mischief. Be at the auction, Mr. Rash.
I'm thinking there should be a shorter way over the top of the mountain instead of around the bottom like we came.
There was, Jingle.
Then doggone it, why didn't we take it?
Our coming this way gives Rash time to get to Jensen's office ahead of us, right, Chick?
You're getting smarter by the minute, Marshal. It was Rash that told us to come this way.
Yeah, now you'd be smarter if you'd tell us the rest of your ideas. We could waste a lot of time if you don't.
Yeah, you bullheaded young Ranahan, now open up.
Reckon Wild Bill's got most of it figured already, Jingles.
Now, I've got this much. You think either Jensen or Rash shot your dad, and you don't know which one.
That's right.
And you lied about your dad's shares in the mine.
Yeah.
Which adds up to this. If we don't get to Jensen's office pronto, we might wind up with another killing on our hands. So stretch out, Buckshot.
Ha! Jim Joker! Oh, boy!
Just around the bend, Marshal. Keep your eyes peeled. They might both be laying for us with rifles.
Now, ain't that a nice idea to think of all of a sudden?
There it is, Wild Bill. Rash beat us here, all right.
Oh, Buckshot.
Woo-hoo, Joker.
Hold on.
All right, come on inside, quick.
Bill, they both got guns.
All right, Jensen, drop them.
Not till I finish with this sneaking load down.
Jingles, get Jensen.
Gotcha, Bill.
Stand back, Kickhawk, or I'll kill you, too.
Not so fast, mister.
Get off of me, you big ox.
Then drop that gun. Drop it, I said, before I plumb lose my patience. With you.
You're putting your nose in where it's not needed, Hickok.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm about to spread it all over your face.
I don't think so, mister.
Ooh-wee, them two took a mite of settling.
Well, gents, that was right entertaining.
Doggone you, Chick Trail. You started this whole thing. Then you stand back and don't even lose your hat.
Ain't lost my head either, Jingles.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Hold it, you two. Hmm? All right, now, Rash, you and Jensen straighten up and tell us what this was all about.
Well, he comes storming in here and threatened to kill me.
That's a lie. I come in to tell him about the auction, and he pulled a gun on me.
Now, Bill, we ain't getting nowhere this way.
You're right, Jingles. I'll tell you what happened, gents. Rash, you raced over the pass, rushed in here, and accused Jensen of buying Heptrail's mine shares behind your back.
Oh, all right, so I did.
Jensen denied it, and you both drew at the same time.
He drew first.
No. If he had, he'd have killed you on the spot.
And you gents ain't figuring on to outthink Wild Bill Hickok, are you?
Now, it's plain the mining shares for Heptrail's 1/3 of this partnership are still missing. Chick says he hasn't got them. Jensen hasn't got them, and you proved you don't have them, Rash.
We ain't got them, that's a cinch.
Those shares are bound to turn up, so you'd all better simmer down until they do. Come on, Chick and Jingles. I'll help you get set up for that auction.
Come to think about it, Bill, one of you might be a real big help at the auction.
Yeah, how's that?
I don't have anybody to be auctioneering. I don't know anything about it.
Then look no further, my boy. I'm just about the best auctioneer in 7 counties.
You are, Jingles?
Am I? What you got to sell, boy?
Well, Pa had a silver coffee pot Grandpa left him.
A silver coffee pot, huh? Then listen to this. Hear ye, hear ye. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and see what I have here.
Say, how would you like to make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker? Well, you can. Now, thanks to Kellogg, you can get that gun plus 3 other famous old-time guns. You put them together in less than an hour. you can get Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, the English pepper box pistol, a gun with six separate barrels, and the gun small enough to conceal, the Derringer. Yes, and a flintlock, too, the French militia pistol. There they are, four of the finest handguns ever turned out. The famous old-time guns you make are authentic right down to the finest engraving on the barrel. The Colt 45 is actually 11 inches long. Now, to get these, just send 50 cents for each kit and a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, you'll want to get all four gun kits, so act now. Send the handy order blank from the package back, or send 50 cents and any Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. By 5 o'clock that afternoon, Wild Bill, Jingles, and Chick Trail were ready for the auction, and also ready for their chance to spring the trap on a killer. Just before Jingles stepped out on the porch of the house, Bill double-checked on what was to happen.
Now, you got it straight, Jingles. Start with this desk from old Hep's office.
Sure, Bill, I got it.
You got that envelope with the dummy stocks in it, Chick?
Here you are, Bill.
Good. We'll put it in this secret drawer of the desk.
Sure is a good thing Chick found that drawer, or those shares of stock in the mine might never have turned up.
Killer couldn't find the drawer, but he must have known Pa kept the stocks in his desk.
I just hope this makes him show his hand. All right, Jingle, step out and start to work.
All right, if you're going to hold an auction, get it going.
Yeah, hurry up.
All right, now, simmer down, Jim. Simmer down. Now, gents, look what I've got for some lucky bidder. Old Hep Trail's own personal desk. Genuine mahogany and pure silver hardware. That's what you'll find in this beautiful, handsome, man-made desk. What am I bid? $50? Now, who'll start?
Well, old Hep was my partner and friend. I'll start the bid at $100.
That's right.
Yeah, we're flushing them out.
$100 is the bid. 100 simoleons.
200.
Jensen took the bid.
200. Well, now we're getting somewhere, gentlemen.
That'll keep the ribbon clerks out.
200. Once. 200. Twice.
500.
I hear 500. Woo-wee, gent. Hey, you got me mopping my brow.
Ah, bless you, Ace. I'll raise that to 600.
$1,000. $1,000 for the debt. You'll never outbid me, Jensen.
It's between the two of you, Mr. Jensen and Mr. Rice. Your turn, Mr. Jensen.
All right, I'm licked.
1,000 once. 1,000 twice. Sold to Mr. Rice for $1,000.
Here's the money. Yeah, I got my wagon right here. You gents can help me load it right now.
Why, sure, Mr. Rice. The rest of you gents, hold on to your horses a minute. Auction will continue in just a second. Come on, Bill, you and Chick. Never get all that stuff sold. I doggone near lost my voice.
You did a good job, Jingle.
You sure Rice brought that wagon this far, Bill?
There's a barn behind the mine where they keep that wagon this way.
All right, let's go.
Bill, I see a lantern shining through the cracks up in that barn.
Look, shadow of a man creeping toward the barn door.
Now, who do you reckon that is, Bill?
My guess is that it's Jensen.
Bill, there's a small door right here. We can get inside and be in the shadow of the stalls.
Good. Open it up.
Quiet. Quiet.
Look, if Rash chopped that desk to splinters.
It's got to be here someplace.
Sure is determined.
Look what happened to Jensen.
Guess he's waiting, too. We're going to have to jump fast when the time comes.
One of those varmints killed my paw.
Easy, Chick. We'll know in a minute.
So that was it. A secret drawer. Why, that sneaking oak. Here it is. I found it.
Yeah, well, that's real fine, Rash.
Jensen.
Steady, Jingles.
Wait.
Yeah, Rash. And this time I've got the gun and you have it.
Jensen, wait.
Yeah, you want to make a deal, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it, a deal. Nobody but you and me knows the terms of our partnership.
You mean old Hep's clause that says if his boy don't claim his share, it goes to the surviving partner or partners?
Yeah, we can split 50-50.
I know, Rash, I know. I'm the only one that knows you killed Hep Trail.
So it was Martin Rash killed my pa.
Not yet, Chick.
How'd you find that out?
I knew it this afternoon when you come to kill me.
A deal, Jensen. Nobody'll know. 50-50.
I'll take 100, Rash. The whole hog.
You'll hang if you kill me.
Ah, no. Young Chick Trail will hang. It'd be simple to hang it onto him. Then I'd be free and clear with the whole mine.
All right, gents, I've heard enough. Drop that gun, Jensen.
Hickok!
Blast him, Jensen!
Yeah!
You never take me, Hickok!
There goes Jensen!
I'll get him!
I'll take Rash. We've got a place for killers.
Not for me, Heaven!
Behind that bale of hay, Bill. Look out!
Help, Jingles, Chick!
Oh, who needs help?
Let me go, you big ox!
Keep your head down, Bill!
Come out with your hands up, Rash. You're at the end of your rope.
Come and get me, lawman.
He's coming mighty close with those shots, Bill.
That's his last one.
That was your mistake, you cut.
I got no more time to waste on you, killer.
Ooh-wee, now that's what I call a real sleep-making punch.
You said it, Jingles.
Well, Chick, you had some good ideas on catching up with your dad's killers, and they paid off.
Yeah, especially that auction business. Well, if you ain't good to me, Bill Hickok, I might just up and leave you chasing bandits and spend the rest of my life hollering, go in once, go in twice, gone to the highest bidder.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
I hope everyone enjoyed today's story. And Andy, let's hear about our next adventure.
Wild Bill and Jingles, with blazing six guns, make a last-ditch stand against cattle thieves in Rustler's Reckoning.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
Say, boys and girls, I know a family where the kids play a big blindfold game every morning at breakfast. First, Mom blindfolds them, and then they reach for the big Kellogg's variety pack on the table. And you know who wins? Why, everybody! 'Cause you can't miss getting a cereal you like when you start with Kellogg's variety pack. Just think, 10 of your favorite Kellogg's cereals, including Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and Shredded Wheat, each in a generous, fresh-wrapped personal portion. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack next time she shops. Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis, Bill Baucom, and Fred Shields. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!